USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall vote this fall. The effort has 100,000 more signatures than needed to trigger the recall against Governor Newsom and his actions. To ensure election integrity in Arizona, ballot counters are working in Arizona to investigate voting irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. Democrats do not want the audit to go forward and have been trying to stop the integrity process. North Dakota has been designated a Second Amendment sanctuary state after Governor Doug Burgum on Monday signed a proclamation reiterating the state's support for gun rights as protected by the Constitution. Trackers are seeing more and more close calls between satellites as hundreds to thousands of small spacecraft could become junk themselves with any collision. Right now, NASA estimates there are hundreds of thousands of untrackable pieces of junk in orbit around Earth that threaten the operational satellites and even people in space. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Kingdom is reporting a remotely piloted boat packed with explosives targeted the Saudi Arabia port of Yanbu in the Red Sea on Tuesday. The blast sent black smoke into the sky off the coast. Saudi Arabia claimed to have intercepted and destroyed the attack boat. However, some reports say commercial traffic near the port may have been hit in the assault. Some reports say the attack boat harassed a U.S. warship for 3 hours before breaking off and heading elsewhere. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet declined to immediately comment on the incident. Embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reportedly taking over leadership of the weekly White House conference calls with the nation's governors about the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have both opted not to join. After a phone call between the United States and India leaders, the United States government says the AstraZeneca vaccines, up to 60 million doses, will be shared with India amid a catastrophic surge in cases there. The United States will also send oxygen, drugs, and supplies to manufacture vaccines to India. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines require two doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.